This is TWiT.
All right, well, the European Commission said yesterday that Google is now doing a good job of protecting both children and adults from excessive in-app purchases, a big controversy these days. Apple, on the other hand, needs some work. Don Reisinger, this is something that all these companies are going through with in the United States with the FCC, and basically they're being told that you can't just have a system whereby children can just rack up huge bills on their parents' accounts with or without their knowledge. And now the EC is jumping in. Now, basically what happened at the end of the last year, the European Commission told Apple and Google that they needed to fix their in-app purchase system. And of course, in the U.S., it's mostly focused around children. In the EU, they specifically talked about, you know, adults that aren't really paying attention, and also children who download and buy things without their parents' knowledge. But this is really interesting because both the companies claim to have made significant strides. The EC is happy with what Google has done and very unhappy with what Apple has done.
Well, it's funny because Google and Apple are really in the crosshairs with the European Commission. These guys are on their radar every day, and they're looking at everything they're doing, and they're trying to find ways to, I think, reduce some of their power in the marketplace, which is probably good for consumers and good for everyone else. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. In-app purchases are tough. I do think, you know, when we look at the research, the models that the analysts and the forecasters put out there, they're saying that, you know, freemium apps are going to become the norm. They're going to become far more popular in the coming years. They'll become a key component in how we use mobile apps. And so in-app purchases are going to play a crucial role in all of that. And to see Apple not necessarily playing as nicely as it could with the EU, and seeing Google, who has been spanked by the EU on numerous occasions, move a little more quickly, I don't think is all that surprising. But Apple, I think, will have no choice but to play nice. Because, look, it knows that the EC is after Apple. It knows that in some way or another, it's going to find a way to find it and find it big. I think this is just one more in a long list of things that Apple and Google are both going to be targeted for. So why not just accept it, move on, and just give them what they want? Because I think that is ultimately what the EC is going to get, what it wants.
Absolutely. And of course, when the FCC in the United States slammed Amazon for this same issue, Amazon said, hey, we'll see you in court. And then they got sued, and that case is going to be coming up. But let me just read to you. Of course, this is just talk at this point. The EC was commenting. It was a follow-up based on what they said earlier late last year. And now they're following up with some information about what they have judged to be the situation. Here's what they said about Apple. Although regrettably no concrete and immediate solutions have been made by Apple to date to address the concerns linked in particular to payment authorization, Apple has proposed to address those concerns. However, no firm commitment and no timing have been provided for the implementation of such possible future changes. Apple responded by saying the parental controls in iOS are strong, intuitive, and customizable. And over the last year, we made sure any app which enables customers to make in-app purchases is clearly marked. We've also created a kids section on the App Store with even stronger protection to cover apps designed for children younger than 13. So essentially what I understand is happening here is that the European authorities have said Apple promised to do something, but they haven't said when they're going to do it. And Apple is saying, we did it. We already did it. We already have great protections in place. So that's a direct conflict, and we can expect more. Now, some of the things that Google did is actually pretty impressive. For example, Google they changed their policy on the labeling of games that have the possibility of in-app purchases. So if a free app that allows in-app purchases is placed on the Google Play Store, it won't be labeled as a free app. Because right. You could pay buy for things. That's a pretty major step I think they've taken. They've also, they've also encouraged developers to discourage from direct exhortation to children. In other words, selling to kids. By default, each in-app purchase needs fresh authorization. So you have to, you know, essentially approve it with a password and so on. And requires a password after 15 minutes. So if kids get there and serially buy a bunch of stuff, they can do that as long as it's with each new purchase, each new download is within 15 minutes of the last one. So,
Mike, have you learned nothing from Apple over these last several years? They're never wrong. They don't do anything wrong. They've never done anything wrong. They've already done the things they need to do, and we should all just accept that, Mike. Don't you know this by now? Don't you know this? Answer the question, Mike. Answer it.
Yes, I know it. And also, Amazon is another one. Of course, Amazon is less of a presence in the EU, and that's why they're not really being part of this too much. But they're very much like Apple. They basically say, we already, you know, here's the fundamental problem. It's kind of this anti-regulation thing that exists, especially within technology companies. You know, Google tends to be anti-regulation, but then they're flexible when they're put in the corner. Whereas Apple and Amazon say, hey, we've already done all this stuff. And the regulatory authorities, both in the United States and in Europe, say, well, at least in the United States, the EU is saying that Apple hasn't done enough. But in the United States, the FCC is saying, we don't care what you've done. We want this lockdown into the rules that are established, and so you can't just change your mind easily later. So both all these companies that start with a letter A are very prickly about this sort of thing and don't like to be told what to do, and they're going to resist all the way to the end. So I think this is going to be an interesting battle coming up between the EU and
Mike, one
and
quick
Apple.
Point, real quick, real quick point, and I think this is something that we need to keep an eye on as people that watch this stuff, and that is, you know, the FCC is like you said, trying to take the right steps, but I really honestly believe that the EU is doing a much better job of policing these companies than the United States has done. I think that the European Commission has really understood some of the issues with the type with Googles and the Apples of the world, and it has tried to rein these companies in a bit more effectively than American regulators. And that's something I think is of concern. And something I think, again, we need to keep an eye on, because hopefully the U.S. will catch up here. But in the vast majority of cases, whether it's with Google and its search engine or with Apple and everything that goes with ebooks and everything else, I feel as though the U.S. is a little behind here. And it's concerning, to say the least.